Well, folks, we're enjoying some great wines here with Anthony Beckman, and he is the winemaker for Boletto Vineyards. And I've been working with these wines for a long time, not as long as you have, but I'm really excited whenever we get to talk about Pinot Noir, because that is one of the main focuses of your winery.
It is. It's about 70% of what we do is Pinot. I make 9 different Pinot Noirs every year.
Is that all?
Yeah. I would love to do more, actually. I'm in, you know, sign me up. A glutton and, probably a bad idea, but I would still do it. The wines I really want to focus on of all the Pinots that we do, I really want to look at Sebastopol Hills, an incredible region southwest of the town of Sebastopol. Incredible growing region for Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris, any sort of cold climate grape just thrives here. And the main vineyards that we do, going back to the Chardonnays, which we do from the same ones, is Sexton Hill, Cider Ridge, Burnside Road, and then our blend, the 18-barrel blend, which is a blend of all 3 of those. And these Pinots really, I think, showcase Sebastopol Hills, and they showcase really Boletto vineyards. These are estate vineyards. These are vineyards that John Boletto and I planted in terms of Sexton Hill and Cider Ridge 10 and 12 years ago, and I'm the only winemaker that's ever made wine from them. We don't sell any grapes. You know, when you design a vineyard and you plant a vineyard and you walk the vineyard with your crew as they're planting it and then make wines for 10 years plus, you're the only one who can do it. Well, nobody can say it's not right because it's Sexton Hill and it's Cider Ridge, and we made it and we grew it, and there's no other answer.
Each vintage, they seem to be more opulent, more just beautiful wine.
You know, I agree with that, and I look at these vineyards, especially because we're 100% estate grown, so it's estate vineyards. I look at these vineyards as my dance partner. So I'm like, we're learning how to dance together, and sometimes it happens right away and everything just clicks, and sometimes you have to really work at it, and you have to figure out how a vineyard moves and how you move with it to make something work. Right now, after being 10 years in, I feel like the vineyards and I are totally in tune. Farming is in tune. We know what we need to do on any given year, and I think it shows in the wines. This is what estate wine is all about. It's about, you can't make wine in one season or 2 seasons or 3 seasons. It takes years and years and focus for these years, and after year 10, feel like now, finally, 10 years later, I can make wines that I think really showcase these vineyards and showcase what Boletto Vineyards is all about.
You referred to them as your children at one point. These vineyards are your vineyards.
Well, they're John's vineyards. Let's not kid ourselves. He signs the check. I mean, you know, John came down when I had been an employee for only about 12 months in 2008, and he threw a bunch of blueprints on my desk, and it was Sexton Hill Vineyard, and it was nothing but a hillside. And he said, design and plant this vineyard. And I said, no problem.
Well, we're going to design a couple glasses full of these great wines, and cheers. More food just came to our table here. I'm hungry, and I know you are.
Always hungry, always happy.
For main course, we have this amazing sear-skin trout. We serve with the fingerling potatoes, and also we have this amazing mozzarella house-made, everything in the house. And also, we added a little bit of bacon.
Sounds great, and sounds like a lot of food which just came to the table, and I'm ready. Well, folks, we are moving on to our main courses here, and we're doing these next 2 courses family style. Harry, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've assembled this amazing crew you have here at Valette.
Been here since day one when we opened the restaurant, and we worked together with a few of the crew members in the past. I work with Chef Dustin at Dry Creek Kitchen, and a few of the other co-workers work there as well. His brother Aaron Gaisini came from Coppola Restaurant and Winery, and a few of the other crew members work with him out there in the past as well.
Well, we have an exciting adventure here today with the wines of Boletto. I'll tell you what, I'm very intrigued. The stories are great, and I think the future is very bright for the Boletto wines. I think the future is very bright for us. You might have to join us for a couple of these courses.
Yeah, we're featuring Doc from Liberty Duck Farms in Petaluma, with a coriander crust in the outside and a little farro in there with pickled cherries, duck confit, pear gastrique, and we're doing spiced carrots. Finishing that up, and we're going to do a steelhead from Mount Lassen. We're doing cream fresh in there, little house cured potato chips that Doc loves. We have to give him a whole plate full of it. House cured bacon in there with frisée salad, and poached potatoes, finishing that up.
All right. Well, winemaker Anthony Beckman is with us today, and it is my privilege to be joined by him, and we'll talk about each of these wines and move on to another course. And Harry, you said that you would bring over a couple of desserts here. Can we make it three?
Absolutely, yes.